Hey, did you know that Hyundai has an extremely wide range of electrified vehicles, starting with the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs? You can use electric when you want it or gas when you need it. A plug-in hybrid EV from Hyundai gives you both. It is so hard to find a car that does everything you need, gets great mileage, is big and comfortable for the family, and also feels efficient, like you're doing something good for the world. Hyundai has figured it out. Remote charging, flexible ways to fuel up. These are some of the things that make the plug-in hybrid EVs a win-win when it comes to powering your ride. Save money on gas by using electric power only for short distances. There are times when the all-electric mode will come in handy, and other times when you have to use the gas. It's all so easy. The Hyundai plug-in hybrid electric vehicles have voice recognition too in their system. It's so helpful. The digital key allows you to use your Android phone as a spare key. So we're talking about a car with all of the modern conveniences and also good vibes, babe, of doing something solid for the world. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. That's HyundaiUSA.com.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for Wednesday, the 13th of July. This episode, we will feature some players we've never discussed on the podcast. Dudes who frankly deserve some love and support. But before we get to them, there was a four-hit night by one of the very, very best.
Leading off the night and ripping a ball to deep right field. Goodbye, one-run game. Another four-hit game for Freddie Freeman. Lulls you to sleep the other way, and then bang, 110 pull home run.
What a hitter Freddie Freeman is. Great call there by Joe Davis, detailing what the man did all night long. Three opposite field hits, then turns on one in the ninth. Freddie Freeman is one of seven players in Major League Baseball with more than 100 hits. His 106 place him third overall. Ryan Porth, would you care to guess the other six men with 100 hits or more at this point in the baseball season?
Luis Arraez.
Luis Arraez is one of them at 101 hits.
Yeah, but he didn't get a hit on Sunday. Let's go with Rafi Devers.
107 hits. He is second after leading the league much of the year.
Let's go with J.D. Martinez.
J.D. Martinez, no, has not played enough.
Oh.
Get up there. Who's going to be the MVP of the National League?
Paul Goldschmidt.
108 hits, first overall. So we've got Goldschmidt, Devers, Freeman, and Arraez. There are three more if you want them. A Freeman teammate.
Trey Turner.
That's right. And then Dansby Swanson and Andrew Benintendi. Those are your seven guys with 100 hits. You did very well, though, as we should. It's a hitting podcast. We ought to do very well with this. We talk about freaking hitters every day. It's Beat the Streak Inside the Hits, trying to help you get to 57 games, one more than Joe DiMaggio's 56 and $5.6 million. Red Sly Fox 37 is among those who had Freddie Freeman and beat the streak. He's streaking at 28 games, halfway there. But our leader is Matthew 31-16 at 35. Had a double down of leadoff hitters with high batting averages, Tim Anderson and the aforementioned Luis Arraez. As for us, Ryan, we are invaluable.
We are so smart.
Look, I didn't get a Juan Soto hit, but that's because the game got rained out. I didn't get a Yandy Diaz hit because I'm not smart. You didn't get a Manny Machado hit, along with 34% of all streakers, most selected by a mile. No one else had even 10%. He was the only batter in the top 10 most selected to go hitless.
And he didn't even walk. He had five plate appearances, 0-for-5. It's not like it was this 0-for-2 with three walk kind of night for him.
Nope. You thought Manny in Colorado would be a gimme. It was not. So we're both at 0.0, but we will streak further. Our picks coming up. Boy, that's a great time to promote the picks, isn't it? Hey, folks, make sure you listen for our intelligent picks towards the end. There's a lot of thought in there, and we do well. And then you can, of course, always fade us if you want. Let's take a look at what we learned, though. Let's highlight some dudes getting very little love here on Beat the Streak Daily, okay? Because you streakers, you people pick them. It is amazing. And awesome. Makes me feel better about humanity, frankly, in so many ways. Seriously, you streakers play for fun. I love that about you. You root for people who need your support. It's charming. And you're putting good vibes, babe, out there into the universe. Keep doing it. Some of you thought that Andrew Kisner of the Cardinals would get a hit. I mean, at least one of you, less than 0.01% of all streakers, but he was selected 281st out of 335 unique selections of batters yesterday. Dude's hitting .181 going into the game. He did not get a hit. He got three of them, all RBI singles.
Or that, a base hit into left. Kisner, three-hit night, three runs batted in.
Drawn in right past Gavin Lux, breaking ball down and in. Talked a lot about it. It's a very compact swing that Andrew Kisner has. Just gets to the ball quickly. And he wanted insurance. Got a little bit here. Keep it rolling.
Cardinals broadcasters raving about the Kisner swing. I get it, man. The OPS is now up to 534. I'd rave about the swing as well. Look, it's baseball. You need guys like that. Cards got a Pujols home run, too, as part of beating the Dodgers. Some Giants fans still believe in Joey Bart. Been a rough go for the former number one prospect, up and down from AAA. The post-Buster Posey era is a bumpy one at catcher in San Fran, but last night he had to feel pretty good.
High drive. Center field. It is out of here. His fifth of the year, Joey Bart makes it 5-0. Mike, I hope Joey Bart, you can hear this from the fans because they're pulling for him.
Well, they are. They've been very patient with him. They have felt the frustration that he has felt as a player. And everybody expects him to someday just absolutely separate from all the anxiety and do this.
Joey Bart was hitting .155 headed into this one, but he was picked 285th out of 335 selections, four spots below Kisner. The majestic home run had to make everybody feel good. Maybe not Dallas Keuchel, who sucked again for the D-backs. 2 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 8 runs. On the season in Chicago and now Arizona, Keuchel, 50.2 innings pitched, 76 hits. That is beat the streak legend potential. If they keep trotting him out there, that is a dude to pounce on. My buddy Joe O from BetQL had the Yerminator, Yermin Mercedes, to homer off Keuchel, and it paid. I should have pounced. And even my Oakland A's, Ryan Porth, can have a big night.
Murphy drives him down the left field line, and that's going to be a fair ball. One hops the wall. Stay hot, Sean Murphy, as he is 3-for-4. A single and a couple of doubles.
Yep.
Keep it rolling. Indeed. That's what we say, or the guy in our open says. Anyway, Sean Murphy would have 4 hits on the night, part of a 14-run Oakland barrage. They scored 8 runs in the 12th inning. Now they're only 29 games under .500.
Did you see who hit a grand slam in extras to make it 14-6? Our best friend, Chad Pinder.
Oh, there it is. Chad Pinder. All the Oakland A's. People picked Sean Murphy. He's 210th most selected yesterday and beat the streak. Seriously, though, that dude can hit. Had an offseason full of adjustments, then a torrid spring. Unfortunately, he hit .193 through his first 50 games, but since then he's hitting .318 over the last 29. In July, the dude is hitting .385. That is a legit Oakland A's option, perhaps, in beat the streak. One more guy to highlight. In Milwaukee, Lorenzo Cain is long gone. Retired Christian Yelich is battling nagging injuries. So Jonathan Davis has started 13 of the last 17 games in center field, hitting ninth every time. Made an incredible catch after hitting his head on the wall in center field. You got to see it if you missed it. And occasionally, very occasionally, he's having success at the plate.
Ground ball towards the middle. That'll sneak through for a base hit. Jace Peterson rounds third. He's going to score, and the Brewers have the lead.
That away, Jonathan Davis. I mean, he does a good job of that, hitting it where it's pitched. A roller right back through the box and into center field. The Brewers take a 3-2 lead.
30-year-old lifer Jonathan Davis playing center field in the big leagues for a first-place team. Dig it. Nobody picked him. 335 guys got picked, and nobody picked Jonathan Davis. Will I be stupid enough to make him my anecdotal pick as part of the Daily Double A? Stay tuned. I have been on the beach, unemployed, a couple of different times in my life, in a very competitive business, and there are times where I needed someone to help talk me through it. Do you? BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. This is something that I wish I had at different times in my life, and now you could. BetterHelp Online Therapy is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, send a message right to your therapist, and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. You don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. Getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. Check out their website. Read the testimonials that are posted daily. There's a special offer for you, the Beat the Streak Daily listener, 10% off your first month. Go to this website, betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/BTSDaily. You don't have to do the hardest stuff alone. Five afternoon games as part of a 16-game slate. The Mariners and the Nats will play two in D.C. after a rainout yesterday, which means I can just repeat my Juan Soto pick in the Daily Double-A, and I will. Thank you. Against Chris Flexen in the first game. Shohei Ohtani against the Astros should be fun on the slate today. We always give you a pitcher to stay away from. Yesterday, Spencer Strider of the Braves. He struck out eight, only gave up five hits, but didn't really go that deep. 4 2/3 innings. Today, though, I know it's difficult to conceive, but this is a day to stay away from the Red Sox. Shane McClanahan of the Rays has been awesome all year long. He is the second best hits per nine of any starter in the game behind just Tony Gonsolin. Over the last month, those same two have been dominant. McClanahan has allowed just 17 hits in 32 innings over five starts. Rafi Devers and Alex Verdugo actually have good career numbers against him, lefty versus lefty, but those are a very small sample, and I just would not bother when a dude is rolling like this. Stay away from the Red Sox.
You stay away. I stay away.
By the way, Gonsolin is also going tonight in St. Louis, so Goldschmidt and Arenado players, beware. Those two are a combined 1-for-11 in their careers against Tony. Time for the fourth pick. Ryan, where are you going tonight?
All right, Corey Seager is on a tear. He has a hit in 9 of his last 10 games. He has a home run in 5 straight games. The dude's just on fire, as you detailed on yesterday's podcast. And tonight he faces Paul Blackburn of the Oakland A's, who has given up 45 hits in his last 36-plus innings. Blackburn is also in the 27th percentile of expected batting average per baseball savant. I was surprised to see that Seager is in the 95th percentile of that same category, given the fact that he has a .245 batting average on the season. So I'm going with Seager tonight in Texas.
There you go. My Daily Double A, I've told you I'm sticking with Juan Soto against Chris Flexen in the opener, that doubleheader today in D.C. My anecdotal pick, no Jonathan Davis. I actually won a streak. Here's what I'm doing, though. Guys who have seen Adam Wainwright a lot and have had some success against him in their careers are comfortable with how backwards he pitches, comfortable sitting on a curveball in a spot and a count that they like. Trey Turner is 9-for-22 against him. Trey gets one or maybe even two against Wainwright tonight. The hit probability algorithm loves Soto. Machado, good luck to you. Nelson Cruz, Josh Bell, and Tim Anderson. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. The show drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day. Beat the Streak Daily, a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!